All right, welcome back to another episode of The 3rd to the 25th. I'm here with co-host Bruce and special guest Dylan. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing amazing.
I'm getting good at talking, not gonna lie.
I did that pretty good. Yeah, it gets a little bit easier.
All right, so are we starting off first?
We got to introduce our co-host. I'll share mine first. Hey, Dylan, I need you to explain something for me, okay?
What's up?
Can you explain this picture?
That's awesome.
Bro, what is that, bro? I was like 7, man.
Explain what happened that day. What was going on that day?
Bro, I caught a fish, bro. Like, I got excited. I can't be excited. Be 7 years old. Can't catch a fish. First fish ever.
You're kind of built like a...
You're 7?
Yeah. That's a big 7-year-old.
I was a big 7-year-old, bro. No shirt, just running around with a fish in my hand. Not caring.
Do you know where this is at?
That is Rock Cut.
Damn. And you're walking around barefoot at Rock Cut?
Bro, I didn't care if I got a hook in my foot or not. I was 7. I was having fun living the dream. Shorts as big as hell. That's okay. Those shorts are big, bro.
Them shorts are big as fuck. All right, Alex, your turn, buddy.
I got 1-2 for you.
Let's see what you got. Oh! What? Where did my smile go, bro?
Like, Why is it edited like that? Why is it edited like that? Oh my god. Why is it edited like that? Who edited this?
Bro.
Didn't you edit that?
No.
What the fuck? Holy shit. Holy shit, you just scared the shit out of me.
What the fuck? I just see Ghostface.
He scared the shit out of me. Yeah. Oh, you scared the shit out of me.
That was the most random shit ever.
Dude, that was not planned. Oh my god. You got me. Dude, I was fucking dying laughing at this photo of Dylan, and then he fucking runs in.
All right, so what's going on here? You can kind of see part of my face, a little bowling ball face.
You got the other guy. Bro, I don't know why I was smiling like that. That was terrible. It's like my teeth were gone. And Montgomery's.
I think that was a fair at middle school.
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get my heartbeat up to regular speed right now. I kind of damn near had a heart attack. I was... Alright, let's talk about this. Dude, like, they're probably gonna think that shit is staged.
Bro, that was random.
Bro, I wanna see, like, my reaction. Like, that shit honestly scared the shit out of me. And I didn't know what to do. I would've been fucked. I would've been dead, bro. I would've been so dead. I wouldn't have done shit.
Oh god, he just looks over, he's like...
I jumped a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Alright, but why is this photo edited?
Who edited that?
Like, that shit looks like... You guys know the fucking, the water, watermark fucking little...
Yeah.
I don't know what they're... The art shit where you're, like, rubbing on the paper? That's what this shit looks like.
Water art?
Yeah, water art. That shit's... What the fuck is this photo? Hey, was your shit receding when you were fucking 9 years old?
Yes. It was bad.
Damn.
It was a bad receding hairline, bro.
Holy fuck.
Don't worry, I got forced to get my haircut, as I didn't want to.
Yeah, that was the question I was going to ask. What is that haircut?
Bro, I was forced to get that. My mom was like, you're getting that.
Alright, when I was like four or five, my mom used to be like a groomer. She used to put me on the fucking table and shave my head bald. Yeah, bro, I used to cry, bro. I felt like a fucking dog. She shaved my head bald, bro.
She used to put you on a TV.
She used to put you on a TV. Like a dog grooming table. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, where they fucking, like,
bro,
put the collar on and shit.
Yeah, bro, she didn't put a collar on me, bro, because that would have been fucked up.
Imagine, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
All they're on all fours just with the collar. Getting your head cut.
Dude, I was crying, bro. It's so bad.
Jeez. Alright, that's good. That's cool.
You ready for the next segment?
What do we got?
We got the Jubilee video.
Yep, yep, yep.
So basically, we got to figure out the imposter. What?
Literally called Nasty Beast.
Oh. Yo, you're a Nasty Beast.
I'm broke.
Alright, pause it. What's your guys' guess?
It can't be this guy. He looks like he's trying too hard. So it looks like they got a hideout. I don't know. This guy.
You think that guy?
I'm thinking that guy.
I think it's one of the girls. I think it's one of the girls, but I think it's the girl on the left side.
This one?
No, down. Down. Bottom. Her.
This one?
Yep. Her. I think it's her.
What do you think, Dylan?
Well, you want to think the non-obvious, so I think it'd be...
That's what I was saying, because his hair is more like scruffy, normal clothes.
Yeah, he dresses normal. I'm going to go with the same one as you, really, because it's like giving out there, because some millionaires don't dress...
I think she dressed pretty professional, but not too professional. Where
not like, a lot of them dress professional, though. Some of them try to hide it and dress normal.
Like an Adam Sandler type beat.
Adam Sandler type beat. Yeah.
All right, let's get to it.
Hi, guys. My name is Faith. I work part-time in sales, and I'm currently enrolled in Saddleback and OCC.
My name is Omar. I go to San Diego City, and I'm unemployed.
My name's Lily. I work at Disneyland, and I currently go to Santa Ana College, but I'm transferring to Cal State Fullerton next semester.
I take my...
My name is
my,
Matisse, and I work as a student worker at a rental shop, and I go to Chapman University.
My name is Austin, and I'm currently unemployed, and I will be attending UCLA in the fall.
I'm Fiona. I go to San Jose State, and I'm a host.
I'm Alejandro. I'm a tutor, swim instructor, and store manager, and I go to Santa Monica College.
Right off the bat, I did think Omar looked a little suspicious just because of what he was wearing. I didn't want to, like, stereotype or anything, but, like, he was a little flashy, like, with the jewelry and the shirt, and it was just giving millionaire, I guess.
I wish.
He's getting voted out.
Oh, for sure.
He was too fucking sus, bro. He's getting voted out. Like, he threw that military in very last minute. He didn't say it before, did he?
No.
He threw that thing in so late. I think he's going to get voted out because he said that so late. I mean, who do you guys...
A millionaire, though?
I don't know, because showed the watch.
He, like, tried saying, like, he was broke, but, like, was choking up with it.
Yeah, and in the military, like... He threw that in very last minute. He should have mentioned it like, hey, I'm in the military, they paid for my school, and I'm basically couch surfing. Not basically, as soon as he got under pressure, it was like, oh, yeah, I was in the military. I'm not saying he's lying, but
just a little
I'm saying very last minute.
Yeah.
He was kind of stuttering his words, too, when he speaks.
Yeah.
When they asked him about the couch surfing and how he paid for the watch, because they showed how much the watch is.
How much was that watch? $1,600?
Yeah, I think somewhere around there.
That's.
But for a millionaire, I don't have the money. Though, I don't know.
That's like his play watch.
Yeah.
Bro, my PC costs fucking $1,100. I'm not gonna go out and buy a fucking. I need to get this picture of Dylan off my screen. All right. He's like staring at me. Go ahead, play it.
It was giving rehearsed.
Honestly, when I stepped into the box, I meant to take off my watch. I wasn't really surprised that I was the first one voted out.
How much do we make each month?
Wait, pause it?
50?
Wait, working at Disney.
You see, he was trying to hide his watch? Yeah, he said he forgot to take it off?
Yeah.
Hold on, that just threw me off. I think he might have been it. He just... What? He threw that in so last minute.
Right. He threw the military last minute. He literally said that he should have took his watch off, and he stuttered his words, saying he's couch surfing.
You think he's a millionaire?
I don't know. That
I don't know, because it's a hard choice.
That was weird.
I agreed with them when they said him, that he was, like, too formal, like, quick with it.
Yeah.
He said he works three jobs.
Three jobs and he's a
How many
student?
Hours do you work? I only That's work crazy. Like maybe 20 hours, if that.
A week or in the month?
No, in a week.
I make about like $750 after taxes, and I work 12 hours, and then like on the weeks that I pick up an extra shift, like 16.
Are you not?
Wait a minute, pause it.
Yeah.
$750 in 12 hours?
So she works 12 hours and makes $750.
That's after just on the taxes? Weekdays.
She says 12 she hours on the weekends.
Bro, we do 40 hour shifts and barely get, we don't even get 750.
That's crazy.
No way she, wait.
The fuck? Hold What'd up. She say she does?
I do not know.
I am doing
that math.
That doesn't add up.
Bro, that is $63 an hour.
Jesus.
That is literally triple R. Bro, that's triple R fucking... Bro, that's...
That's crazy.
Play the video.
So what do you do all... Like, yeah.
I make, like, maybe $100 a month on TikTok Shop.
As soon as he said TikTok Shop, I fully was like, this person is, like, a full-on influencer. There's no way. Like, it's if like, you sell stuff?
Yeah, you earn commission making videos, like, selling things.
What okay. are some stuff that you've promoted?
Right now, I have, like, a scale. My top seller is, like, a car vanity mirror and a cat toy because I have
So you
four
just
cats.
Make a video of it and then you link it on your account,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, okay. And then you get commission.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's definitely a passion, and I haven't made a lot, no, but I haven't really done it consistently either. I know there's a lot of money in it, but I haven't stuck to it.
It varies for me. So I make roughly $3,000. After my rent and everything's taken out, food, my gas, I'm left with usually around 800 to 1,000, which I then save into my high yield savings account and then my Roth IRA, which I just hit 1,000 on both. So I'm really proud of that since this is the first time in my life I've ever actually had savings. So
you're 19?
Yes, yeah.
You have a savings account?
Yeah, I'm really interested in just like finance. I'm really into credit cards.
That's
I'm really
a good
into
thing.
All that stuff.
No way, he's 19.
I make
bro.
Around 1,000 a month, including side tips that I get. And I work about 20 hours a week. I also do DoorDash occasionally, depending on like the week and what I'm doing.
Yeah, I make 16 an hour. But because it's work study, there's a 20 hour like cap on the week. But they don't take taxes out at the end of the day.
Oh,
so it's
sick.
Like, yeah, so it kind of like evens out. And then I have like bills and stuff to pay too, so.
I study a lot, for school, of course, but also for self-improvement. For that, I use the Nectar app.
People who live with their parents, do you live with both parents?
Yes.
Just one. Just
what
one
the
parent.
Fuck?
Yeah. Okay, so.
I pay, do you pay for
siblings?
Yeah, YouTube
siblings.
Premium?
Two siblings.
How did you not?
You still get hit with a
big house?
No.
Okay. Size of like the house that you grew up in, like how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms?
So, I mean, my childhood home is 6 bedrooms.
Oh.
Miss Girl. 6 bedrooms? That's a lot of rooms. A lot of furniture, too. Furniture is so expensive, so I'm like, all of it was like, whoa. How many siblings?
I have 2 siblings. They're half siblings, but they're, like, old.
Did they go to college?
Yes.
So your parents were comfortable with having multiple children and paying for their college?
Yeah.
Are they paying for your college?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if you're a millionaire, it's possible that you didn't, but I feel like if you grew up with money, then you're most likely to stay with money. So that was a little bit of a red flag for me.
And you work, correct?
Yes, I'm working part-time.
So most of the money that you make is for yourself?
Yes, they pay for my classes, but like I pay for my car insurance, my car payment, my phone bill.
So you have bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said I could move home if I went back to school, which
I see. Okay.
It was like I had to.
So they don't like fully fund everything for
no.
you, right?
Okay. Mm-mm. I'm a big kid now, so.
Do you guys drive, and what car do you drive?
I use my mom's VW Bug.
I drive a 2011 Hyundai Sonata. I got it used for $5,000 that I saved up in high school, and my mom helped me pay for that. She helped like pay most a lot of it.
What about you? I feel like you haven't answered anything.
I've answered a lot. What do you mean? Okay, I do drive a newer car. It's a 2022 Camry. I was able to buy it because my dad gave me his old truck when he bought a new one, and I sold that and used that as the down payment. I can only afford the monthly payments because I put everything on my credit card, and that's the only thing that comes out of my checking.
How many credit cards do you have?
Two, three.
Are they maxed out?
One of them's about to be.
I drive a 2010 Camry, but I used my mom's car to come here today because I didn't want to use my car because it's like
a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I just drive a 2024 Nissan. Unfortunately, I did have to get a new car because I had a Ford before that, found on roadside dead for a reason. It blew up, so.
It blew up?
Yeah, the engine. It, no engine light.
Were you just in the car?
Ford catching strays out here.
It wasn't like really bad. It just was like, I thought I hit something, and then it was like, oh, it's not moving anymore.
I was expecting like explosion.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh my God, there's no way that actually.
No casualties, just sadness because now I'm strapped with payments, but thankfully my mom helped me sign off, so my monthly payment is not that bad, but I did take out a loan.
When you guys do have like extra money, what do you usually spend it on?
There's no such thing as extra money. I don't have
I'm irresponsible.
I wasn't born in the US. I was born in Spain. My mother's Bolivian, and we came here when I was three, and so being a first generation immigrant, my mother never saved anything for college. She didn't have the extra money to do that. Long story, but she got into another relationship, abusive one. And so as a result, I moved out on my own. No savings. I just moved out with 1 month's worth of rent. So far, it's been good. And so I'm not in any debt. I've been trying to stay out of it. I have credit cards, yes, but I make sure I pay them on time.
How did you have money for a down payment on an apartment, or how did that setup look?
So the company I got my first apartment with, I lived with four other guys, and my mother also helped me put the down payment. It was just $1,000. I was like, you know what? She can help me with that. And then I had roughly a little bit more than $1,000. So I was like, I have 1 month's worth of rent. And I luckily got my swim instructing job before I moved to LA.
I'm not in debt. I save my money from my job and then door dashing. And I do get money from FAFSA.
Same here. When I went to community college, I pretty much lived off of the financial aid, waiting for the financial aid from UCLA. And I am in debt for my car and my almost maxed out credit card. So I think I'm in like $18,000.
Wait, you said you did get financial aid?
Yeah.
Maybe weak in the knees.
And that was putting your father on there? On the FAFSA?
No, I don't live with my dad. He doesn't give us anything, so it was just my mom.
But he gave you that car?
Yeah, when he got his new car.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
I'm in about $20,000 of debt from school, so I'm a little cooked. But he said, like, my two biggest sellers were a mirror and a cat.
Who do you think is getting voted out this round?
I think it's going to be the girl on the
girl? Yeah, Faith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, six bedrooms?
And a 2024 Camry?
She has a... She has a Rogue or a Pathfinder. She has two siblings, and her parents had a six-bedroom house.
And they pay for her college.
That's absolutely insanity.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Toy, and I was like, that's kind of insane. Like, I feel like you're making money somewhere else.
Suspicious.
She didn't ask too many questions.
Nobody voted for her?
Easy. That's crazy.
Fishy.
This is so hard. I mean, I kind of figured I was going to be voted out. He upgraded, he got a new car, and he gave me his old one. And that was pretty much it. It wasn't really anything special. I didn't know how else to, like, frame that in a way that didn't make me, like, seem rich.
I feel like I kind of want to, like, attack you two. I feel like...
Me?
These two.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I think you seem a little bit stylish. I mean, that's a compliment.
Thank
but, like, you.
You
have, like, cheap gems, like, a little watch.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
She's Amazon.
Yeah.
My friend did
like
these.
The rings.
We bought this kit. But
a kit online?
Yeah.
You just glued it to your mouth?
Yeah. It's like this, like, dentist glue. I think it's a little iffy. It tasted so bad.
Like veneer talk.
Can I see your nails?
Yeah, of course.
Those are
I
nice.
Got them done. I did
those
get them done. Like bad boys I cost. Did. I started school soon, so I was recent. Like, I really want to. Yes, I literally yesterday. I'm not kidding. Okay. Yeah.
She was like kind of talking with her hands, so I could see the nails. She had nice nails on. They were like newly done, and not even just the nails, like even her tooth gems and her style. It didn't give me broke at all.
So wait, Faith. I have a quick question for you, if you don't mind. So you said you live with your family. Do you still live in the same home that you grew up in?
We actually grew up in L.A., so that's where we used to live, Northridge. So and we moved to Mission Viejo when I was like 11.
So, and you said you said my dogs. So do you not consider them your family's dogs?
No, because I got them when I moved out to Nevada. I was like intent on getting a bunch of rescues, even though I had no right to do that with my money.
Three dogs
is expensive.
You work part-time?
Yes, now I work part-time. I used to work full-time.
So your family doesn't pay for the dogs at all?
They help me out, which is really nice, but it's ultimately not their responsibility. So no, they do not help me with the dogs. That's why it's like, all my money is going to me or them and gas. That's it.
I would like to ask you one question.
Yeah.
What school did you say you go to?
San Jose State.
San Jose State?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how much do you pay for tuition?
The tuition for every... oh my God, I'm like, I don't know why I'm frustrated. He scared me. The way he like looked at me and was just so serious and was like, you're the mole. And I was like, no! Please stop. I was so scared. For every semester, it's a little over 9,000. So like 9,150.
And you're in your final year?
Yes, correct. I'm going into my senior year. I literally started.
And how much debt did you say you're in?
I'm not in any debt.
So over the course of these 3 years, you've roughly paid 27,000 in tuition payments already?
Do you have a calculator? That was crazy.
You said 9,000 a year for 3 years, 27,000?
No, sorry, 9,000 a semester, so it's more than that.
Oh, so it's 18,000.
Yeah, and I've been working, I've been saving money, I do DoorDash, and my parents do help me a little bit.
I see.
Yeah, okay. They do.
And you get financial aid, you said?
Yes, from FAFSA, yes.
How much financial aid do you get?
8,000 a year, which is not much.
So out of the, okay. She mentioned the tuition, and I really wanted to get people with the number, because I feel like the numbers, I mean, if you're a broke college student, the numbers are killing you. And so I knew people had to know their numbers, how much they're paying and everything. And so when she mentioned she was paying however much for tuition, you know, however much she was saving, how much she was making, I could really wanted to question her on that.
Oh, he's being sus now.
I was like, what college do I go to? What? Like, I was genuinely scared.
Do we know how much like our classes cost?
I don't, just because I have a scholarship that pays for it for me, so I don't really... And I'm community college, so it's cheap, so they just pay for me.
My classes are like $70.
Classes are what?
Like $70.
Each class?
Yeah, like over the summer I took art and medical terminology.
I go to San Monica College, and I pay $45 per unit. So a three-unit class is, you know, over $120 sometimes, and right now I'm going to be taking four classes. And so even though it's going to be getting covered by Cal Grant... So 70, you said how it's...
It was 70. It was a summer class, though, so it's just the 8-week classes, so I guess those were cheaper, but the book was like 100.
Well, I took two summer classes last summer, and the total was like 280 something.
That's pretty cheap. That's pretty
cheap.
Maybe
it depends on the area. I mean, I don't know.
I've never heard of one class being like $70.
Yeah. I mean, it was art class. I don't think...
But didn't you say a medical one, too?
Yeah, medical term.
It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Art classes aren't cheaper than medical classes. You know, they're the same.
I don't know, man. It's my first year back from 5 years.
Do you get financial aid?
I don't know. I don't qualify for it.
I see.
Because I live at home.
And those 5 years off you spent in Nevada, right?
2 years I spent in Nevada.
Okay. And those are 3 years?
Home.
Back here.
So when you're filling the financial aid form, what do you have to put? Like general information?
I don't have financial aid.
Huh?
I don't have financial
aid. But you still have to fill out the FAFSA form every single year. Regardless.
My mom helps me, like I don't remember ever filling out a financial aid form because I just knew I'm not going to qualify. She knows I'm not going to qualify, so we don't even bother with it.
I did this year for my next semester.
For your FAFSA?
I think you're supposed to do it every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no
idea. Maybe I did that. Oh, man, if you haven't heard anything. Okay, so your mom filled it out for you.
Yes. My mom helps me a lot.
So you have three dogs. Your parents had a 6-bedroom home.
Oh, I'm feeling the heat. I know.
Immediately when Alejandro started to like go at her really hard, I was like, okay, it's either that he really wants to win this game or he's just trying to deflect the suspicion off of him.
When did you come to California?
I came with school, so 3 years ago, 4 years.
You moved on your own?
Yeah, I moved on my own.
It's definitely giving law. Wants to be in law.
You kind of answered, your parents do not help you. If your parents do help you, how, like, what do they do for work? If it's just your mom, if it's just like...
My mom works at a high school. She's a
clerk at the high school too. I went to.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Okay.
My mom does insurance, and my dad does taxes or something. I don't want to talk to him.
My mom is a yoga instructor, and my dad does like yard work. Does any of your families ever go on vacation where?
Yeah, rapid fire. Mexico, small town that my family's from, that's it.
We went to the Bahamas when I was like 10. I definitely kind of was like, should I start lying? Because when they asked, especially about like the family vacation, I was like, I do come from a pretty wealthy family. I would say comfortable.
We mostly visit my brother because he's in New York.
My mom is like very into like camping, Tahoe. We go to Tahoe a lot. So
I want to try camping, but I'm scared of dirt.
It's honestly not bad.
Where do you vacation?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really go on beach. I go to the beach. I go to Santa Monica Beach. I go to like...
The beach is the best.
Yeah, I like the beach.
Yeah.
I think Faith's going to get voted out, bro, because there's just no way.
For sure.
I think...
There's no way.
I think it's going to be Alejandro because of... His ass is like dishing out the heat right now. Yeah, so it kind of brings the attention to him.
I wonder who it is, bro. I don't know.
Alejandro started spending himself too much or trying to get someone else out other than himself.
It sounded like Faith.
The nails were looking too fly.
Faith gave off like childhood wealth.
She just got smoked.
Like, suspicious.
Well, the whole point is like being truthful because I am broke, but like, you know, my answers kind of were suspicious.
Please raise your hand if you want to continue playing the game. If the lights turn green, that means you have voted out the mole. And
he raised his hand, so
if the lights turn red, that means the mole is still in the box and you lose.
It's turning red, bro.
It's definitely her. You're the one who's questioning everyone.
Will our secret millionaire please step forward and reveal yourselves in 3, 2, 1.
No way.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
I was devastated, I'm not gonna lie. I fully like looked at her throughout like the last round and I was like, oh, I trust everybody here with my life. The emotions running through my head is, I'm so sad.
She kind of played it off.
I had a really large suspicion just because I was so confident in the other two that I was like, okay, it had to be her.
What the
and she
fuck?
Played it off really well.
Did anyone think it was me? Damn, all right.
I don't know if that's a matter of good question.
She didn't get that from Amazon?
No, it actually is from Amazon. Yeah, I'm very smart with my money, so I own a business, so I'm always investing my money back into it. So I started out as a model and an actor, and then I started my YouTube channel when I was 10. I did that until I was 17. I have over 1 million followers on there. And when I was 13, I launched my own beauty and skincare brand. I just launched a community to help teen girls.
Oh, cool.
I'm very passionate. This is also self-funded, so I put the money from my YouTube channel, from acting, into this business and launched it back in December of 2017. So it's not like I'm just like rolling around with like, you know, 3 Lambos and like a huge mansion.
But you fooled us though, you fooled us. You really
I went into it with like, I had an idea in my head of like what I was gonna do. And like, I really had to do my digging. I like researched so much. I always knew that college was expensive. I didn't understand how expensive it was and how many people are truly in debt because of it.
There's a lot of resources out there and people should do the due diligence, just talk to your counselors.
It's a great system, it is, but there are a few situations where it's a bit broken and it can be revised. And so, yeah.
I won. This is my little case of money. I honestly probably will not be keeping this for myself, but I'm really grateful that I got to be a part of this. Thank you
That's
so
good.
Much for watching.
W Fiona.
Not me doing an outro at the same time. Okay.
She didn't need the money, so she decided to give it to the other people. That's what it's about.
Damn. Yeah.
That I like that.
None of us guessed it right, though.
Bro, I did not expect her, bro.
The way she played it off. She would have played it off.
She was fucking smart.
Damn. What's next?
Reaction to the old videos.
Alright.
It sounds like it's epic outrage movie time.
Ooh, my. You remember the
day.
He was ready for that. He had that in his head all day.
No, I'm subscribed, bro. And so I also have my post notice on just in case they come back.
Just in case they return.
I have the little bell on.
Damn.
Holy bro. Shit.
That was like, what, 9 years ago?
Oh, wow.
I think it was.
You gotta do one with Dylan.
Yeah.
Where's the movies that we had outside?
What the fuck? Not my legs challenge? Hold on. Go up.
Are they on here? The Killer Instinct?
Are you on? Oh, but we also have videos too. Don't we also have Epic Outrage videos?
This is what that channel was, but I changed it to movies.
There's Killer Instinct the movie too. But wait, where's the first one? Go down?
I think that was...
I think it'd be down.
The Killer Instinct, the first one. Yeah, click on that.
First ever video.
Was it 9 years ago?
Wow, Deathbat Zero. Bro, remember you can make intros with fucking Xbox?
You remember this? I do not remember that.
Oh my god, this was made with Xbox One.
That's insanity.
This is why my fucking gamer tag is down here.
It's Xbox 9 years
ago, July 13th.
Yeah, I'm not in this video.
Those big Xbox right there. It's Dilly. Boom! It was just, those were the neighbors' kids that would just come over.
What was he biting his lip for?
I don't know.
What did I do?
Yeah.
He was a
terrorist. Then I shall join their team!
Look at the CRX in the back, right?
Oh, God. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
The slow motion is crazy.
Dude, I can't believe we thought this shit was bangers back in the day, bro.
Oh god.
We probably watched this like 7 times in one day. We thought this shit was gas. It's bigger than black and white.
Yeah, and the racism right there, dude.
You just said the racism, bro. It's bigger than black and white.
I'm saying that. Ew.
He's coming back as a robot!
I don't know why I made the music so loud. Is there a death scene in this?
Yeah.
Dylan died?
Yeah, I think. Hey, don't spoil it for the... Oh. Brandon died!
No!
Oh my god!
No! No!
Rest up, little homie.
Oh.
Close your eyes.
Oh.
No, don't
steal it! No!
Why is there a car in the grass?
Where did that come from? Wasn't that just in the street getting worked on?
It's weird.
Oh, my Lanta?
No.
This music goes crazy.
This movie has me stressing, bro.
Damn. Did any of them survive?
We need medical help down in room 27.
What's her name?
Okay, I'll be there
right away.
Asia?
Asia, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Dylan! No!
The little ass print, boy. Little ass print.
Why are you looking at him a little deep, bro? What the
fuck? We gotta watch Killer Instinct 2, bro. I'm ready just to listen to music for,
Wasn't there one that we made? Oh my
fuck
god, the
you,
story.
Fuck you, Alex.
Dude, play it.
No.
Play it, dude.
We have to, bro.
We gotta watch it.
You gotta play it, bro.
We gotta watch it.
All right, go ahead. Do the Star Wars shit.
Do the Star Wars.
I'm the leader of the light side.
Oh my god!
The dark side. My brother's name is Hades. And who am I? I'm Poseidon.
My god, is that Bruce? Oh my god.
Alex, your turn, little bitch.
I am the leader of the dark side. My brother's the leader of the light side.
You had so much aura back then.
Bro, I had aura, bro.
I'm hateless.
Go crazy.
Holy shit, so dude. We thought this shit was bangers, bro.
Oh my god.
Pause it. You gotta read it. You gotta read it out loud for the viewers.
10 years ago, me, Hades... Holy grammar. 10 years ago, me, Hades, and my brother Poseidon wanted to be a Jedi, but as a kid, he beat me and I got mad. And I wanted to be on the dark side, so we turned on each other. Bro.
Who's reading this, bro?
Oh my god.
Why?
What is that?
What up, R2? What up, idiot?
Weren't those mine?
No, the R2-D2 was. The BB-8 was mine.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's the same room you're in right now. That's crazy.
Crazy as fuck.
It was orange, bro.
Orange as fuck.
We were big Star Wars fans, bro.
Well, this is the Family Guy Star Wars episode.
Were you eating something?
No, that's the DVD, bro.
The big box, bro. Oh my god, the highlights in my fucking faux hawk.
What's up, Stormtrooper? Found my brother Poseidon one day. I'm about to go battle with my lightsaber. for my red sword.
Trying to kick it, Drip.
The transitions.
W transition.
Watching TV.
Ow.
Ow.
I like the same things that she likes. Hey Jennifer, you look really pretty. Why don't you just come by my place?
I want to be on the best side when I grow up.
You want to play
Vite?
So
you can get ready for the future? Here we go. Look how young we are, bro.
No! How'd you beat me?
Smart.
You're gonna regret this. I'm gonna win someday.
Okay, sure you are.
Is it going up your asshole?
I don't know.
I got that lightsaber from fucking Cracker Barrel, bro.
You got a lightsaber from Cracker Barrel?
Yes. You don't know? Have you guys ever been to Cracker Barrel?
Yeah. I didn't know they sold
lightsabers. You know how it has the little, like, store section?
Yeah.
They had a lightsaber. They had that lightsaber there.
I didn't know they had a gift shop in there. I've been there, like, once. I never knew they had that in there.
We'll have to go to Cracker Barrel someday.
I've from Cracker Barrel before.
Yeah, see? They have a whole bunch. They have I bought a rubber band gun from there.
I'm gonna regret this one day. I will defeat and kill you. Now you make it mad. You're not making me mad. I will really kill you. Good thing these are fake, or I would have killed you.
Why did I say they're fake?
Because this is like we're training.
Oh. They hit him in the nuts.
That was close.
W transition.
Then rape the camera, bro.
I don't remember what goes on, bro. Like how the last one, like, if we didn't film this, I wouldn't remember this. I remember doing this, but not what we did.
Yeah, exactly.
One more to go. Just heading up to Hades.
Was there a part two, bro? Or is that it? Unboxing.
I have no idea, bro.
Wow, that was it. I thought we filmed a part two. You gotta go to Killer Instinct 2, bro. Wait, go up?
Trailer. Oh, we did a trailer, but never fucking posted it.
Yep. Alright, go to Killer Instinct 2.
Why did we stop doing it?
And then I want to see Shoutout Saturday after this.
Actually,
you passed it. You wait, you pass.
Fucking space bar. Okay, the quality on this is better.
You probably just got a new phone for Christmas or some shit.
There he is.
Here goes Dilly boy.
Wait, pause it real quick. What one is it where I jump out the fucking...
That's what I'm... Fuck. Was it on my channel?
Bro, you might have to scroll. Go ahead, play this.
You remember what it was called?
No. It was in the snow, though.
Yeah.
You guys want to know something funny? I still have that hoodie.
Is that the Black Ops 2?
Black Ops 3. I still have that hoodie, and it's still, like, pregnant.
You still wear that bitch, huh?
Nah, I don't wear it. I haven't worn it in a long time. I just still have it.
Does it even fit you?
I don't know. I didn't want to. I think that I can try to put it on.
Yeah, try to put it on. Grab it real quick and try to put it on.
I'm going to embarrass myself and put it on, too.
Is that a gun?
Yo!
Nah, it's just an airsoft.
Is that a P90, though?
Yeah. Oh, I found it. Oh, my God, I found it. I found it. Bro, I haven't put this... Hold up. Oh, my God.
We get to see some skin.
I haven't put this on in years. Oh, my God.
And this is Zippo.
You gotta wear it for the rest of the video now.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is? I look like a female.
You gotta zip it up, buddy.
I'm stuck in my. I'm struggling.
What's going on?
I'm struggling. No. Bro, what size is this?
Just put it on, little buzzy.
Oh my God.
Zip it up.
I think this is a good one.
All right.
Oh my God, bro, look at this. Bro, what is this?
What the hell?
Bro, it still fits. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
Right. What's going on with the video? Holy shit. Dude, that's insane, bro. You're wearing the same hoodie.
Bro, this hoodie's old.
Can you feel like the nostalgia wearing that hoodie? Well,
it brings back a lot of memories. I'm not gonna lie, Shane. I think I actually stopped wearing it after we made this.
What?
The butt teeth are going crazy.
Holy shit.
Damn. He's going to battle.
With the butt teeth.
What is that?
Oh, in the magazine.
He's on the mag.
Oh, gee. I see him out there. He made that little boy take off his jacket in the freezing ass cold. What happened?
Brennan shot the deagle.
Yeah. Why is Dylan smiling, though? I would be in pain. Dylan has died and Jaylon found out Pilot Brandon is on the move for Jaylon.
What gun would you like to get?
Oh my goodness.
That automatic gun right behind you. This one? Yeah, that one. Cool. Alright, that'll be $500 plus the attack mat and the flashlight, that would be $700. Cash or credit card?
Credit card.
Oh,
know what made us do this, to be honest. I don't know what we were thinking. I'll get this zip tied, money.
Yeah, he's playing Rainbow. He's on cams.
He's got a Call of Duty ghost. Oh, that reminds me. I still have the hat of Black Ops 2 somewhere. Bro, that reminds me.
Like I said, I'm gonna give you a shout out. Alright, so, yeah, we're in the making of the movie right now. This movie gotta be kinda weird. Yeah, Nate, just giving a shout out to you, my buddy.
I had like a Alex, disgusting look on cameraman, my face. And
yeah, we'll let you know when we make the movie.
Dylan didn't get to speak at all that whole time? No shout out? No shout out.
No shout out. Bro, did you see the look on my face? It's like disgusting.
Bro, what video is that when I jump out the window? You don't remember that shit?
No, I don't remember you doing
that. What's the Killer Instinct 3 trailer?
Part 2?
Wait, no. Go down to the actual. Go down.
We had right two there. Trailers for that.
There's part 1 and there's part 2.
Do part 1.
I did not know we had two.
Good. I'm gonna get the fire sword.
Oh shit. They're in the same clothes that was just in the shadow.
Remember me. Yes. What's my name? Jalon. Okay.
Damn, federal. Federal as fuck. Alright, now do the other trailer and then let's move on to the next segment.
Beast mode time.
Oh my god, I remember this.
I think this is where we were gonna bring Bruce in, right?
I think so. Yeah. Dude, we got like a whole thing going, bro.
Wait, pause it. Should we make the Killer Instinct 4 movie?
Three
didn't come out. I mean,
we just gotta do it like how like Sonic was really like released a trailer but like had to change everything up.
I could go in my bathroom right now and say, it's mode time.
Really?
All right.
Thermal op.
I know who's an op of mine.
Time to save America.
All right, you ready for the next topic?
Dylan, did you think of one?
Well, I just came up with a random one, bro.
All right, let's hear it.
So it could be like anything, right?
Hot take of the day. What's your hot take?
Hot take of the day, bro. I think, to be honest, I think carrot cake is best. Out of any kind of cake, carrot cake is fire. A lot of people don't like
carrot cake. Is good, it is, but it's fine. Not the best.
I don't like red velvet cake, then. Yeah, what do you got?
Who just said red velvet is not that good?
I don't. Nah, personally, to me, red velvet is like my nastiest cake. I don't like red velvet.
Ice cream cakes, obviously. Ice cream. I don't know. Ice cream cake is literally the best cake of all time. Oreo ice cream cake is literally the best cake of all time.
It's good, but it's not the best. In my opinion, I wasn't a big fan of ice cream. It does because it's ice cream cake. It's just
cake is in the name.
It's just made with ice cream. That's all, really.
I don't know. What do you think? Carrot cake's the best,
cake
Alex?
Yeah, carrot cake is definitely high. Right.
Does cheesecake count as cake? Because that's literally the best cake. If we're talking about cheesecake counting, bro, cheesecake is unstoppable.
But cheesecake is... It's cake, but it's technically not.
Pumpkin spice roll cake.
It's roll cake. Oh, pumpkin spice, bro, is gas.
That shit's fire, bro. I literally had a whole thing to myself one time, bro. That shit's fire, bro.
I know, but how do you not get a stomachache?
Well, I was eating it, like, throughout a week.
Oh, I seen that bitch. That bitch was like...
Oh, God.
Did you get that from the Apple Orchard?
I think so.
No?
No, oh, it was Walmart.
Yeah, you can buy them.
Yeah, I thought it was Walmart. I thought it was Walmart.
I know you could buy them from the Apple. All
right, Alex, what's your hot take?
Without phones, we would never have the girls or have the girls that we had.
Bro. I'm gonna be honest, I agree, bro. I did not know who my girlfriend was.
Bro, she was no game with no phones, bro.
Bro, she was... I never even knew who this girl was before I texted her on Instagram.
Didn't she go to the same school?
Yes, but I never seen her a day in my life. Damn. Like, on God, bro. She was like NPC. I was walking around that bitch and I had no clue who she was. But Instagram put me on.
Yeah, I probably...
Dylan would disagree with that. He would say, nothing without phasmophobia.
Phasmophobia.
Didn't you say you met her on phasmophobia?
Call of Duty, bro.
Oh. The video game.
Damn.
All right, you guys ready for my hot take?
Yeah, what you got?
Tuesday's better than Saturday. No, I'm just joking.
I was going to say, you are crazy.
You're crazy.
Nah, waffles are better than pancakes.
I don't know.
Both of them are trash.
You don't like pancakes or waffles?
Crepes, bro.
Let me guess, you're an omelet guy. You're an omelet guy.
I don't like eggs.
Oh, okay.
Crepes, bro. Crepes folding with some whipped cream, some Nutella, some fruit.
I like Swedish pancakes. Swedish pancakes.
Swedish pancakes are literally the best pancakes. Because they're literally... They're literally like crepes. But waffles, bro. God. Blueberries, strawberries, whipped cream, syrup. Oh my God.
The only waffles I like is the chocolate chip ones. That's it.
You're such a 5-year-old kid.
Well...
You like chocolate milk with it, too?
Hello. I gotta have the chalky milk with it.
The chalky milk on the side.
Dude. Well, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Dude, that's such a fucking... Bro, that's a kid take, bro. You're 5, bro.
I haven't ate a waffle in years.
Oh, because there's no chocolate chip available, huh?
There is. I just don't buy them. I'd rather eat Swedish pancakes than eat waffles.
Man, we should go for, like IRL breakfast, like... Do like a fucking... Bro, what if we did like a fucking... I put a card table in my room, bro, and we just fucking streamed a video of us eating fucking breakfast.
Like a mukbang?
Yeah, like a mukbang.
Bro, we gotta just do some random content, bro. I'm down for that for sure.
I'm down for that.
Bro, like in my room, we wear like fucking suits and shit. And we're eating like, bro, like the little bibs.
And we're eating time.
Like, we're eating kid shit, bro. That shit would be funny as fuck.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
All right, so what's going on with the world right now? Any news y'all have heard?
Shit, just work, really. Just
same old, really.
Same old. Yeah, we're not going to talk about no. Yeah.
Political shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's not my expertise.
Nope.
It's getting cold. The weather is perfect right now, bro.
Oh, my God. Bro, tomorrow's supposed to be 80.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah, bro.
No way.
I got a notification. It said 80, like 10 degrees warmer than today.
It says it's supposed to be 75 or 78.
77. Next week, bro, 68, 68.
But then Thursday comes up to 79.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what?
They're fucking tripping, bro.
This weekend is supposed to be great. And then Monday comes around, it's like 78, almost 80 degrees.
But it's all like, cloudy as fuck. I could dig clouds, bro, because yeah, clouds are wind. Yeah.
Yeah, but once then you got Thursday. Straight sunny.
That's next Thursday. Once that sun kicks in, bro, oh.
I'm good.
But it should be cooled down. Yeah, it'll be alright.
As long as it's not fucking 90.
No, I fucking love the weather, bro. I love fall weather.
I'm good. Hoodie season?
Fall and spring? But spring is kind of like uncomfortable, bro, because you're trying to get used to the heat. Yeah. But you're also still wearing a hoodie and you're just sweating and it's like muggy. Like the
It's muddy from all the snow.
Yeah, I don't. Fall weather is just so perfect because you're getting over the heat.
The colors of the leaves.
Oh yeah, fall is my favorite fucking time of the year.
Rain? Like at nighttime?
Like Saturday, like you know how it rained this past weekend?
Yeah.
That was perfect. Just like bro. That. Not like where it's like...
Yeah, it's like a mist, like light rain.
Yeah.
Fucking chilling at home on the weekends, cold out, hear it through your window.
It's and vibe, football.
Bro. This guy in his damn football, fantasy. Bro.
Fantasy football.
Hey. Ain't nothing's going on. The week hasn't started yet. Starts today. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, today, technically. And then fucking our little cookout at work.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm finna get fat. More fatter.
We had a cookout at work.
You don't know about the cookout? Were you there last year?
They didn't tell us. Did they tell us?
No, they didn't tell us.
Bruce told me, and then...
No, they told you guys.
It's that yearly cookout.
Don't bring lunch tomorrow.
Or don't go home for lunch if... You want to stay?
Yeah. I didn't know about that. So now,
yeah, I'm glad I didn't know until earlier. Until Bruce told me. Apparently, our lead man was supposed to tell us.
Is it down below?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how like we all line up and get a play, and they like put serve us.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Our lunch break. Hopefully tomorrow's not busy, bro.
Oh God.
I mean, I'm never busy.
You lazy piece of shit.
I just caught that stray for no reason.
I'm sorry. I meant it, but I didn't mean it. It's because I love you, so I don't care.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Bro, I wonder if my earring's in my bed.
Did you ever find that?
No, I don't know if it fell off when I woke up and just didn't notice it.
Holy shit.
I still got this one in. Damn, that shit bright as hell, boy. Look at that shit, boy. Shit drippy, icy, drip, drip.
Do you not have a back on him?
Yeah. It's not the screw on, it's the cheaper one. Your turn.
Your turn.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting.
I didn't want to talk anyways. It's fine. No. Go ahead. I'm waiting. What was so interesting that you had to say that I didn't have to say?
My ear! It just started glitching out.
Where's mine?
Play the one that you clipped the other day, man. Oh, hell no, boy.
I couldn't do it, bro. I couldn't do it. I got fucking... Oh, hell no, boy. I clipped him.
You need to stop doing that, bro. Bro, I... Damn near shit myself when he scared the shit out of me.
Bro, I forgot about the damn, bro. That's in the beginning of the podcast. We got the embarrassing photo in the beginning of the podcast. This is a good episode. I fuck with this episode for real.
Yeah, this is a good episode. Pretty solid. Thank you, Dylan, for being our co-host or our guest.
No problem.
It makes it a lot. It's kind of fun having guests.
Yeah.
We might see Dylan in part 2, 3, 4.
Might have him as a co-host. Permanent. Co-host.
Co-host. The co-host to my co-host to your co-host.
Type shit.
Yeah, like a threesome.
Hold up.
I got the candles. That's not a candle. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I forgot you bought both of them.
Bro, I found it the other day, bro. These are large.
Is that painted gold or bronze?
Gold, and I painted this one silver. Well.
What is that?
It's my Taco Bell order from Sunday.
What guess you got a steak burrito on there?
Recording. Damn. Hour 16.
Already?
Pretty good.
How
long was the other video?
I had to, cut some stuff out. It was, 57 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But what were you about to say? What's your go-to taco?
Order Taco Bell? Holy shit. What's your go-to Taco Bell order?
Alright, you ready? So, I'm gonna get a grilled cheese burrito. That shit's gas. Number and then a thing. Double beefy burrito. It's like a $3 thing. They're pretty good. And then I get a cheese cup to go with that, and I dip Chipotle. I dip it in the Chipotle, bro. It's so gas. Like, let me put you on. And then I get nacho fries and a large whatever freezy they have. I usually like the strawberry vanilla one.
Have you tried their new one? Lemonada?
I don't like lemonade like that.
What? It's like lemonade.
No. I like lemonade, but I don't like lemon flavored
slushies.
Like sweets. Slushies, yeah. It tastes like fucking Pledge.
No, I fuck with it because it's like a cream. You know how they do like that layer of like the flavor in the
cream? That's what I like with the strawberry one. Go ahead, Dylan. What's your go to Taco Bell order?
It has to be the grilled cheese steak burrito. Also, I get a thing of the nacho fries. I get the supreme burrito. Big one. And then, I also get the wrap. I think it's the chicken.
Chalupa?
Yeah, the chalupa. I get the chalupa. And then also, I either get the freebies or a large Baja Blast.
Alright. I really stopped drinking soda. So I don't really like, but I like the freezies. Even though those are probably way worse.
Oh, way worse.
But on this, I got the grilled cheese burrito, nacho fries, and I always fuck with the Cinnabons, bro.
I've never had
two of them only. I can't have the 12 pack, bro. I got a headache.
I got
the 12 pack
because I got Lauren. I got her nachos, and then I got the 12 pack from her. You never try the Cinnabons?
Never had them.
They're literally like balls that bust in your mouth.
They're like dark brown balls.
Literally what they do.
Like they got like cream cheese in the middle.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like frosting.
Yeah, cream cheese, I think.
With like glaze, like cinnamon roll glaze. That's pretty much it's in it.
So it's kind of like a little donut hole, but except for...
Basically, yeah.
It's like a bald cinnamon roll, basically.
All right, what's your guys' top three fast food restaurants?
Lately, fuck, I gotta go on DoorDash. I still order DoorDash, but I need to stop.
All right, I'll give you my top three. Yeah, I'll do it in order. Okay. Hold on, I got
it. 1-3 or 3-1?
3-1. I got Culver's number 3. Culver's is so fucking gas. Of lately, bro, they've been making my shit like, bro. The one day we had it at work, bro, that shit was so fucking, bro. That was the best Culver's I ever had. And it was on DoorDash. 2, Noodles & Company. Buffalo mac and cheese or barbecue mac and cheese, bro, with the Parmesan garlic chicken, crusted chicken, bro. That shit is, like, so fucking good. And then Chick-fil-A, number one.
Noodles and company's a little expensive, though.
Yeah, that's why I'll probably get it once a month.
It's, like, a special thing. That's why you like it so much.
Me and my girl were, like, on a kick, like, damn near every weekend we would get it. That's just, like, $30 for me and her, bro.
They're gonna be like different. This is gonna be different for the top three. The first one's Whataburger.
Whataburger?
Second one is, what is it? I like Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box.
Holy Texas! Man, shut Texan the frick boy. Up! Oh my god.
Jack in the Box is not in Texas, by the way. Not just Texas.
Well, I know that. And I had it in Arizona all the time.
Raising Cane's, bro. The Caniac combo is fire.
That's my
I'm not gonna lie. The Caniac combo.
All right, Raising Cane's is good.
That's my number one, bro.
Oh, lately, bro, I have. To, all right, go ahead.
It's been, I don't know why. I just get Taco Bell like every Friday after work. That's number three, and then Wingstop has been hidden for me for no reason, and then Cane's.
Wingstop has been hidden actually lately, bro. Wingstop
hasn't hit as much.
Hey. Dave's Hot Chicken, bro. If it wasn't so goddamn expensive and so far away, I'd be there damn near. Bro, Dave's Hot Chicken is so fucking delicious.
Dylan,
have you had it?
Try it, bro. Me and you.
What, Dave's Hot Chicken?
Me and you went. I'm asking.
I never had it. No.
I'm down to go, like, not this weekend, but next weekend we should do like a little IRL food review.
Next weekend we get to do that. I'm down.
Dave's Hot Chicken is basically like sauced chicken breast, like in a sandwich or chicken.
It's kind of like. They're kind of like tossed. It's not. I wouldn't say rubbed. It's more of a rubbed chicken because it's not like the sauce is dripping from it. And then they have this like, I don't know what type of sauce, bro, but it's fucking delicious.
It's like their cane sauce.
That is good.
It's literally right next to a cane. So if you guys want to grab Cane's on the way home too, so you have like leftovers too, I'm down for that too.
Yeah.
But man, Dave's Hot Chicken, you get the sliders. Do you fuck with coleslaw?
Yes.
It's but, literally, they put coleslaw on it. I don't really fuck with coleslaw.
I love coleslaw. So, yeah, they put coleslaw they put it on the sandwich.
And then you put the sauce on it. And bro, the pickles, they stack the pickles. And you have, like, and they're, like, crinkle-cut pickles where they're fucking crunchy as shit, and they're good as shit. I'm a pickle guy.
I used to not like, I don't like pickles, but I like pickles on things. Like, I'm not just gonna go in my fridge and get a jar and just fucking grab a pickle out.
No, I have to be craving fucking pickles to do that. And that's like a holiday, bro. Thanksgiving, I'll eat a pickle off a tray. But not like, I'll not go.
Like the big ones, go, like those little ones.
The spears. The spears. Yeah. I won't go in my fucking and grab a big ass pickle this big and take a bite of it.
I'm not gonna lie, the spicy pickles are pretty good.
The Hot Mamas, bro?
Hot Mamas. Yes. Hot Mamas are totally different than regular pickles, bro.
I mean, it's still a pickle, but if I could eat pickles, it has to be the ones that are, like, cut up or, like, little ones, like you guys said. The big pickles don't do.
Yeah, we gotta do that shit. We gotta go try this fucking food place. Yeah, we
gotta get into content creating, like, for real.
Like, Dave's Hot Chicken, man. I had that shit when I was out in California last month. That shit had me fucking. I had that twice out there, bro, because how good it was. We had In-N-Out. In-N-Out let me down, bro. It's not what it is, bro.
I've heard so much hype about it.
It's overhyped. Dave's Hot Chicken, like, blew my fucking taste buds out the roof compared to In-N-Out. An In-N-Out burger, bro, is not all that, bro. I'd rather have a Culver's burger or a Beefaroo burger.
Five Guys burger.
Five Guys burger, bro. Five Guys is gas, but it's so goddamn expensive.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like, $15 a burger is crazy.
That's, yeah. That's the type of shit I get, like, twice a year. Yeah. And I have to be craving, like, fries and a milkshake.
The last time I had Five Guys is when you came over.
Yeah, me and you had it together when we were working on my car.
Yeah.
I think the last time I had Five Guys is when we went. Together, that looks a long time ago. I don't remember
who was. Dylan, have you had Mission Barbecue yet?
I took him last week.
Yeah, That shit was so gas.
Fucking gas.
That shit was gas.
Dude, Mission Barbecue,
never
bro.
Had it, so I was like, bro, we going, bro. You had the brisket sandwich?
Yeah, I wanted the smoked barbecue burger, I think it was.
Yeah, but they ran out of burgers.
Damn. Their fucking pulled pork is gas as fuck.
Mac and cheese, the cornbread. You can get a fucking pop-top soda out of ice.
I like their coleslaw, though. Their coleslaw is pretty good, too.
Like I said, I don't fuck with coleslaw.
What is coleslaw?
It's carrot. I know carrot. No. I don't think so.
I thought I seen some like fermented cabbage.
I know cabbage is in it.
Oh, no, it's not. Coleslaw is a side dish of shredded cabbage dressing or condiment using vinaigrette or mayonnaise.
Oh, I thought there was carrot in that shit.
Coleslaw means cabbage salad.
Cabbage salad. The one dessert I can say I fuck with a lot is banana pudding. Banana pudding.
I love banana pudding with wafers.
I haven't had banana pudding in a long time.
Banana pudding with wafers.
Especially this shit.
Have you guys had nothing but cakes?
I think I've only had it when Serena's got it.
Their carrot cakes are fucking amazing.
Are they expensive?
$5 a bun.
Oh, that's not bad. They're like this big.
No.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, that's literally about the size too.
And they're moist, bro.
Bro, have you guys had the double chocolate cookie?
No, I'm not.
The double chocolate. I'm not much of a chocolate person.
You never seen that meme?
You don't know who that is?
I don't know who it is, but I've heard it.
What store is that at?
Costco. We're Costco guys.
We're Costco guys. I've never been to Costco.
Double chocolate cookie!
I've been to Costco once. That's it.
Is it just another Sam's Club?
It's basically like Sam's Club. Sam's
Club. Isn't it bigger, though?
No. Costco's so fucking far away, though. It's over by fucking...
Chicago?
No, there's one in... There isn't... I think Love's Park.
It's not far.
No, but, like, it's, like, on the outskirts, bro. It's like a 20-25 minute drive from our house. And it's probably like a 40-minute drive from Dylan's house.
Damn.
It's crazy that you don't even think like that.
Just take a boys trip to Chicago.
Chicago sounds fire. I liked when we stayed in that hotel. When are you going to the concert, by the way?
November
17th.
It's on a Sunday.
I think it's on the 17th.
Yeah, 17th. I got that 15th and 18th off.
It's on a Saturday?
It's on a Sunday.
That's so.
I mean, if you and Dylan get tickets, y'all can still go, but y'all be next to each other. Come on, bro. It's Don Toliver, bro.
I don't really mess with Don Toliver like that.
I don't know. He's in my top three right now.
I don't even have a top three right now.
I don't even.
You
Travis Scott.
That's all you listen to?
Travis Scott, yeah.
Travis is my number two.
If I'm bumping rap, it's Travis Scott. Or I like Gunna.
Yeah. I think you guys like know my top three.
Juice WRLD, Travis, Don Toliver.
Yeah, in that order. Dylan, you got a top three? This can be a long episode.
Hello. Really? I don't have a top three. The main two, I'd have to say Juice WRLD, because you got me into Juice for a long time ago. Now I just listen to him all the time.
Straight unreleased.
That's all we listen to. And then the second one would be the I don't know, I've been fucking with Suicide Boys a lot lately.
They have a concert coming up. Oh no, it already passed. No, it's in October.
No, it's coming up in October.
You like Suicide Boys?
I like that one song.
Oh.
There's only certain songs that I like.
I like, alright, so my top three is probably going to be Travis, Mac Miller.
I don't really listen to Miller.
Kanye will always be one of my favorites to listen to, bro, because I don't think his prime, bro. Unmatched.
Graduation.
That shit was so gas. I was like one. And I can realize the beauty at the time, but now I can realize it now. Now he's just fucked up. Not like Diddy, though.
No, that's crazy. Diddy's going crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Bruce went to a Diddy party.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. Look at Andy, bro. He probably did.
I can see that.
Yeah.
He was getting his fupa lifted up.
And his fucking head shining. Rubbed up on.
Jesus.
Hey, maybe that's why he walks like that.
Oh my goodness.
Ain't no way, bro. That was crazy.
Walked with the arm down, the leg walk.
He's like,
head up. Well, we should do another episode with him on there for sure. Dylan on here for sure.
Yeah.
Dylan was kind of fun as fuck to do it with.
Oh, God. You gotta do a bunch of, bring some more.
We could do, like, a food Friday where we do, like, a virtual, like, we all go get something Friday, like, food-wise. Yeah. And we'd pull up on stream and be like, this is what I got, what I ordered.
You guys want to do that, like, on a plane Friday? Like, set that as a Friday thing?
I'm down to do it every Friday. I don't give a fuck.
I'm down to do it.
We could literally do Food Fridays with Dylan.
Yeah. That could be a whole episode every Friday.
Every Friday.
So are we doing one episode a week then?
We could do two.
You guys want to do the food one and then
we could do Food Fridays posted on Saturdays and then the other one's posted on. You posted that one today?
It's going to be Friday morning.
Friday morning?
Yeah.
And so we start the food thing next week. And
we can record it this Friday.
We can post it Saturday. Let's post it Saturday. Alright, we'll do Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
It gives you time to edit it. I'm down.
So you're saying after work we order something?
Like, yeah. Like we all go our separate, like we do like a DoorDash or even pick it up.
Yeah. Talk about
You really only got Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Wendy's after a certain time.
I thought Wendy's is closed after we get off.
Not on Saturdays, 2 a.m.
So Saturday nights or Friday nights, 2 a.m.
If you want to do a Saturday.
We'll after we get off work Friday, we'll order our food.
Not much down. McDonald's person, though.
Right before we leave, yeah, I'm done. Let's do that.
Done with
that. Sounds good. Give Thursday a break, and then we'll be back here Friday.
Hell yeah. So.
Sounds good.
Dude, Dylan might become a fucking co-host.
Yeah, he might as well be.
Shit.
I don't mind it. I don't mind this design.
Three people is better than two people.
Yeah. And if one can't make it, we still got two.
That is true. It's a back with one team.
I'm down. This is a long-ass episode. I'm ready for bed, bro.
It's going to be the 3rd to the 25th to the 4th. Or the 3rd to the 4th to the 25th.
We'll have to figure out a new name.
We can keep it birthday, Stu. We just got to find the right way to say it.
We'll scheme something.
Just 2, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just mix it all up.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Where's the 2 from?
You're 25.
Oh, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Because Dylan's the 4th. Unless we just want to keep the same name and just have, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm down.
Devil check.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Alright. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, 2nd episode, with co-host Bruce and special guest Dylan, but he might be a co-host. Where can they find you, Bruce?
AG Hercules on YouTube. AG _ Hercules on Instagram.
Where can they find you, Dylan?
You find me on YouTube. I just got to change the name. MB Dill. Or you can find me at Dill Pickle. Instagram.
We'll have all the links and all that in the description. Make sure you go follow everybody, and see you next time.
Perfect. That was good.